Our dreams are young and we both know they'll take us where we want to go.
Oh, you're listening to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380 and Team1380.net. Now back to Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
Joe, you go to the Glen Madero as well a little too much. No disrespect. Just kind of making an observation. I mean, he's a
great
talent.
Is it possible to go too much?
I know. I know what you're saying.
I just feel like we're going to that well too often.
We had a big Jermaine Stewart day yesterday. Kat, you have any requests today?
Let me think about that.
Anytime I can hear some Extreme Manilow, I go into a happy place.
You know what I'd like to hear today, Joey? I don't know if it's doable. But I'd like to hear Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. That's as gay as it gets.
It's a happy tune.
It's perfect for Joe's 30th birthday. It's the 30th birthday gala here on the ITD Morning After to come celebrate on the program. Adam Timmerman at 8:25 and John Mozeliak. So they're both coming along to celebrate.
Adam Timmerman making a comeback, is he? Maybe he can play wide receiver. They got nobody
else.
He
was a sprinter in high school.
Yes, he was.
Like those donuts.
Yes.
He beefed up. He married Miss America.
Janet Timmerman is a beautiful woman.
Yeah. Yeah, he
they're
did
like
well
the perfect
there.
Family. That's what that is. The Timmerman family. I wonder if they're, I bet they're back up in either South Dakota or Northwest Iowa.
Yeah, I thought Iowa. I thought that's where he was.
We'll talk with Adam Timmerman about Rams and NFL coming up at 8:25. John Mozeliak at 9:25. We have the WWE recap today. Let's see if we have a sponsor.
Yeah, I think there were some copy points.
Oh, I got it right here. Jim Hayes Enterprises.
We do have a sponsor.
Yep, Jim Hayes Enterprises is sponsoring the WWE recap.
Well, it's nice to get some money trickling into the program.
It's not just the sponsorship. I think it's the message of unity that's brought along with it.
Hasn't really been the case in the past.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It seems exclusionary, the message, I mean.
What they say? Look, I don't write
maybe
the
it's different now. I don't
write the copy points, but let's be honest. You talk about saluting America's great entertainers. You talk about saluting great musicians, great athletes. These are things that we can all get behind. We're celebrating. Jim Hayes Enterprises is celebrating everything that bonds people.
So go.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Do that again.
It's a go.
You see Doug with a tube in his nose at the home? I want pudding now. Go. Here's the choo-choo, Mr. Vaughn. Go.
Here's
it's
the sponsorship.
Your favorite.
Here's
applesauce.
The sponsorship. All the people from my religion, no one else. Now go.
Back in my day, when we did sponsorships, we included everyone, and we liked it. And there wasn't radio or this television. We just yelled it out the window. And that's the way it was, and that's the way we liked it.
That's essentially what this program is yelling out the window.
Yeah.
Reaches just as many people.
Some signal issues?
No, I'm not talking signal issues.
Doug,
my
back
God,
in your
you don't
formative
have to bring up
years.
The signal. I'm talking about the quality of the actual
that's
presentation.
True. Oh, yeah.
Doug, back when you were in your 20s and television and radio were not
we're
around.
In its infancy, yeah.
Was that a marketing campaign you'd pay some guy? Like if you had a store, a little shop, you'd pay a guy to yell out his window, apples on sale at ye old shop. How did they market if there was
you
no
think
media?
That was the commercial?
Yeah.
Just yell as loud as you can? That counts as
that
a guy, as mass marketing?
Hey, how are you marketing this new grocery store? That guy on Fifth Street yells really loud.
That's not
we have right. A very good cost per thousand on that advertising.
Ye old apple shop is what it's called?
Oh, ye old shop.
Oh.
It's a sale on apples. Isn't that what they go by, cost per thousand, Tim? You're a marketing maven.
That actually is correct on at least web advertising.
Yeah, 4 years of college.
CPM.
How you doing?
Have you ever seen a grocery store get more pub than Schnucks opening up in downtown?
I am excited about it, brother. I think I might stop by today, as a matter of fact.
I actually saw them demonstrate the bulletproof carts that they're going to be using.
Well, they may need those.
I think it's going to thrive. I sincerely believe that. That's not hopeful. That is honest to God belief. I really think it's going to thrive. I wish I could bet options on that. I'd buy options on it. I'd bet on it in a heartbeat. I really do. There's just so many people that live downtown need a grocery store. 11,000 residents, plus you have 90,000 people who work and downtown.
Easy enough to park there? Because that's a big issue. You can't. It's hard to walk to a grocery store and carry back 8 bags.
A lot of people live downtown and don't mind walking around.
You know? But you can't go to the grocery store and buy a week's full of groceries and walk back with it.
But see, that's the thing, Kat. Speak to New York City, if you would. When you're not in a position to do that, living there, you buy maybe a day or two's worth of stuff. Or in some cases, they have groceries in New York deliver. I don't know. I doubt Schnucks Culinary.
That might work because you don't want to go to the grocery store every other day.
Yeah, but I mean, living downtown, we tend to go out to eat a lot, you know. But
it is true. It's not like the suburbs. City shopping is you go and you get a couple of bags full of groceries. Not like you have a shopping cart like you see.
The difference is, and this is the thing that, because there was a big discussion on this on the Inside STL message board, and for some reason, I don't know why, there's like this anti-living downtown thing. And most of the time it's from people who don't live downtown or want to live
downtown.
Or scared
of the city.
I don't know what it is. I just know that I don't get it. Because if you don't want to live down there, who cares? But the big difference in the whole thing is, do you have kids, do you not have kids? If
yes.
you have kids, it's a game changer, you know? But if you don't have kids, it's really not a big deal. It's a no-brainer for me. It's a preference. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else in the metropolitan area in downtown St. Louis. No question about it. And the grocery store being there, as is written on STLtoday.com this morning, will hopefully, especially a kind of trademark brand for St. Louis like Schnucks, will hopefully encourage other businesses to open up shop down there. And I think what most will do is see how Schnucks does, and if they are successful, not only from a revenue standpoint, but also from a safety standpoint, that I think you'll have more come downtown. That would be my guess.
It's been my observation that while there may not be money for certain people that are having tough times and living on the street, there may not be money for food, which is a tragedy. There always seems to be money for cigarettes and lottery tickets.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. It's a good investment. The lottery is an investment in your future.
ROI? Yeah. Get a return on that?
Yeah.
It's a shame.
I don't think you can get cigarettes with food stamps, though, can you?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Should be able to.
Yeah, it's probably a bad idea. I don't think you can get alcohol or cigarettes.
You'll have to get off on that ramp. But all I'm asking out of the city is, it's a great place to live, but can't you just walk down the street without being harassed? Please?
I wonder why something isn't done about that.
Because they can't.
What do you mean?
There
they
are
can't?
Laws, but the police have enough on their hands.
But hasn't there been a great transformation in cities like New York, for example?
Yeah, but there has to be the will.
I thought there was something in San Francisco as well.
San Francisco is still very bad.
Well, I know it's a big issue there, but I thought that they had actually done something to start.
No, I've heard, actually, I was just talking to someone who went through a part that wasn't supposed to be a bad area in San Francisco, and they had people yelling at them to give them money. Yelling.
Nice. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's an issue, but I guess the only thing that bothers me, I don't mind walking by and dealing with it. I mean, it's a nuisance, but I guess it's kind of like sirens. You know, I hear sirens from my place, and you kind of get used to it. I don't know. It doesn't really bother me anymore.
They're not asking for money, though.
The sirens are not.
No.
Sometimes they'll be like, give me a dollar.
Yeah, that's annoying. It's so rare. It's so rare that I don't want to count.
That's a fair point.
It's when I'm eating on Washington Avenue, wherever, and someone will come up while you're eating. That ain't cool, Jack.
Right in mid-bite, they want some cash.
Maybe mid-bite, maybe mid-conversation. I might be pontificating on, you know, how great I am. And then someone comes up and interrupts one of those stories.
You think some of those bars and restaurants would get together and hire some private security to move the people along and keep them going.
I don't know if private security can do that.
I
don't know if that's within
can't.
Their realm. I don't think they have the right to tell someone they can't be there. They can intervene or call police. You know, but I don't think
to have a guy standing out there might stop a lot of it.
If you look really mean.
Yeah.
Mutton
Night
chops.
Stick, yeah.
Mutton chops.
Mutton chops will stop a lot of that nonsense.
I deep tease this, so I got to make sure I deliver on it. Tiger Woods is going to get fined by the PGA Tour. How about that? The guy who actually makes the PGA Tour go is going to be fined because Tiger Woods made public criticism of a rules official who told him and Patty Harrington on the 16th hole Sunday, when they were in a hell of a duel at the Bridgestone Invitational, that they were being put on the clock because they were playing too slowly. Woods said he told Harrington after it was over, quote, "I'm sorry that John being the rules official, got in the way of a great battle." That was Tiger Woods said. He said, I don't think Patty would have hit the pitch shot that way, a pitch shot that rolled into the water, if he was able to take his time, look at it, analyze it. But he was on the clock. He had to get up there quickly and hit it. Harrington conceded he was rushed, although he said it would be unfair to give the final group preferential treatment. Section VID in the PGA Tour's player handbook says it's an obligation of membership to refrain from comments to the news media that unreasonably attack or disparage tournament sponsors, fellow members, players, or PGA Tour. Should Tiger Woods have been fined?
Well, if that's the rule, then yes, he should have been.
Wait,
although I agree that you got to play
read
quicker.
Read it again. Did he disparage?
It's an obligation of membership to refrain from comments to the news media that unreasonably attack or disparage tournaments, sponsors, fellow members, players, or PGA Tour.
I guess unreasonably is...
There's your loophole.
Yeah. I don't think that's unreasonable if he said, hey, this affected the outcome a little bit.
He said, I'm sorry John got in the way of a great battle, so he was demeaning one of the officials.
The logic is, I guess the criticism is that they're the last group. It's not like they're holding up anyone behind them. And therefore, in the whole scheme of things, what does it really matter? Unless CBS is breathing down their neck saying, hey, we got to get to...
17 minutes out of position, that's an entire hole.
Yeah, that's all.
That's too much. Everyone else is playing by the rule. You have to play by the rule, too. I don't think he can let Harrington play slow and hold everything up. I mean, the rules aren't different for him. He seemed to take it all right. He seemed to understand that he was playing too slow and had to pick it up. Yeah. And I think Tiger was just being nice to him.
Yeah, he got a.
I don't think he was really
eight on that hole.
I don't think Woods was really trying to take a shot at the official. He was just trying to be nice to Harrington, I think.
You think Patty Harrington will pay the fine for Tiger?
Probably not. What did you say it was? 5,000?
Yep.
I think he can probably handle that.
I think he'll be all right.
Tiger makes. Well, I think I already made $110 million last year.
Yeah.
What in the world would you do with $110 million in 1 year?
Huh.
In the world?
God, yeah, what would you do?
I don't know how you'd spend it after a while.
Like Brewster's Millions with the great Richard Pryor.
Maybe he can buy a women's professional soccer league team.
Producer Joe, is Tiger Woods interested in buying women's professional soccer league?
Yeah, I think so.
I tell you what, first thing, you go out and you find the car of your dreams, like that Chrysler Sebring that I've been... iron for used.
Would you go convertible?
Just kidding. I don't want to see.
I thought you would. I think if you had all the money in the world just to own a baseball team or a football team, it'd be about as much fun as you could have. If money were absolutely no object, if you had $1 billion, that'd be a fun way to go.
I believe you would wear a uniform and have owner on the back, and I believe you would sit in the dugout.
Yeah, Ted Turner tried to do. Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't know who I am. Read the back of my uniform. I'm the owner, see?
Wasn't Ted Turner a manager for a few games?
He tried for one game.
And
they told
him
he can't do that. And the commissioner said,
really?
Get out of the dugout. You can't do that. I don't know why. It's his
team.
Yeah,
exactly. If he wants to be the manager, why can't he?
Yeah, they wouldn't let him do that.
Because baseball can do certain things that it feels are not in the best interest of baseball. It can get involved. Such as the Oakland A's selling off all their great players back in the day.
Yeah.
Bowie Kuhn used that rule.
806 in St. Louis, GITD Morning After on Team 1380. Email the show. It's Producer Joe's 30th birthday. It's a gala like no other. The Morning After at Team1380.net. Two passes to see ESPN's X Games 3D, the movie, on Tuesday, August 18th at Ronnie's 20 Talkies. And two passes to Six Flags. And two VIP passes to the InsideSTL.com Summerfest. This Saturday, that's at Bar 101, starts at noon, goes until late. Man, do we have a festival for you, Jack. Sand volleyball tournament, washers tournament, beer pong tournament, bikini contest, bikini
Yankee
volleyball.
Doodles.
Don't know if we're going to have Yankee Doodles. We're going to have barbecue, though.
You should have Yankee Doodles as far as the eye could see. That would pack them in. They're delicious.
All you can drink Schlafly products all day long. How do you do? Oh, my. It's the Inside STL Summerfest this Saturday at Bar 101 in Soulard. It's going to be big doings. Producer Joe is playing in the sand volleyball tournament. You can watch him in action.
What will he be wearing?
Producer Joe?
Speedo.
Did he say Speedo?
I did, Doug. Speedo.
Huh.
So you might be more prone to show now.
Maybe swing by.
See what's doing?
Yeah, you're not going to wear a Speedo.
Are you really going to wear a Speedo?
No, he's...
Oh, God, yeah. It's my volleyball outfit.
You still going to go ahead with the tournament?
Yeah, I might stay on the inside, though. Hang out.
I wonder if Vern Yip has a team entered in this volleyball tournament.
You know that he does. He'll be well-dressed.
The Yipsters.
807 in St. Louis, the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.